is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani yesterday. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also emphasized the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. The Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme of Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. In his address, he encouraged creators to visit the website wavesindia.org to participate in these challenges. Earlier on 22nd of August this year, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, had unveiled the Create in India Challenge Season 1 at New Delhi. These challenges will serve as a precursor to the upcoming World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES, aligning with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Design in India, Design for the World. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today the suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. As per the cause list published on the Supreme Court's website, a three-judge bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachur will resume hearing the case suo motu today. Earlier, the bench, also comprising Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, decided to postpone the hearing scheduled on September 27th on the West Bengal government's request. In Jammu and Kashmir, the campaigning for the third and final phase of the assembly elections ended last evening. More than 39.18 lakh voters are eligible to exercise their electoral franchise during the third and last phase of the assembly elections to be held on 1st October across 40 assembly constituencies in 7 districts of the Union Territory. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. The voting will take place at 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and inquired about his health as he had fallen ill while addressing a poll rally in J&K's Kathua district, the Prime Minister's office informed yesterday. Mr. Kharge fell dizzy on stage while addressing a huge gathering on the last day of the campaigning for the third and final phase of the state assembly elections. Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, M.K. Stalin, has requested the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, to take strong and effective diplomatic measures to prevent the arrest of the fishermen from Tamil Nadu and to secure the release of all the arrested fishermen and their fishing boats from the Sri Lankan authorities. The World Food Programme, WFP, launched an emergency operation to provide food assistance for up to 1 million people affected by the recent escalation between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.